Wait, since you guys are on TikTok, do you know that sound that it's like blah blah blah?
Yeah.
Maiden name.
That was blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
Proper name.
Proper name.
It's like someone's talking and it's a girl who's like love struck or like so infatuated with a guy's face or something.
Okay.
That she's not paying attention to anything he's saying. She's just going blah blah blah. Proper noun. Like, who cares what you're saying? Like, your face card is so good that I don't care what you have to say. I just want to look at you.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's
Kiera, is that how you feel when you look at me? Is that why you thought?
Yes, that's actually why I brought it up. Thank you for asking me. Gosh. And that is, it's confirmed. Well, what I was going to say is I recently scrolled across a TikTok and Joe Jonas did that one. He's also very chronically online. He's kind of hilarious.
He kind of participates in all the trends, which is kind of funny, actually.
That plays into like divorced dad.
Oh, totally. He's got time on his hands.
He's trying to stay relevant.
Should I DM him?
The only reason why you feel sorry for him is because you went to a Jonas Brothers concert recently, so they're still kind of fresh in your brain.
It's just hard when he like talks about like da 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 da, like this Game of Thrones, whatever song that is, he talks about that, and then every time I'm like, oof, like, do you want to change the lyric?
Hurts, you know? Yeah.
But anyway, in this TikTok, he was using that, and his comment was, "When you're FaceTiming a friend, and you see your little square in the bottom corner," and he's just like talking about staring at that.
That's actually funny.
And I wanted to know, do you guys look at each other like me and Casey Meredith, or do you look at yourself?
Unfortunately, when I'm telling a story, I do. Like right now, I'm looking at me.
Yeah.
But if you're talking, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like,
I will glance at me. I'm not going to lie. But
yeah,
usually
but you're like
I'm
staring.
Looking. Yeah.
I think I mostly, when I'm, well, okay, now I'm doing, I'm trying to be organic about how I'm looking because now I'm thinking about it. Now I don't know what to do. I think I look at, I think I look at you guys when I talk. I and maybe when you're talking, I catch myself looking at myself. Wait, that's bad.
I know. I don't think it's bad. I think it's just funny because I genuinely think everybody does it.
I just like, want to make sure I don't look ugly. I think that's
same. I think if I'm like in, if we're in like actual conversation, I'm looking at you guys.
But
if I'm like telling a story, like if I we'd start, I'd be like, okay guys, I have a funny story to start out. And it's just me. I'm kind of looking at me.
Because you want to make sure that like you look presentable.
Yeah, in case we clip it, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
No, I agree.
I mean, we all look at ourselves. I mean,
we're like JoJo.
We had a mirror next to our dinner table growing up, and I used to sit and watch myself eat.
Cute. Okay. Just sit there and
I just check
eat your chomps.
I'd be like,
check myself.
And like look at myself and smile. Like, ew.
That is so funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, we're aligned with Joe Jonas. So I just want to that's the Christmas gift that I can give to you guys is knowing that we're one in the same.
I'm aligned with him in most ways.
We're one in the same. Do you guys remember that song?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Disney?
Who is it again? Yes, it's Allie and AJ Menasha. We're one in the same. Right? That's all I can remember.
I'm gonna look it up because I can hear it in my head.
We're one in the same. That's all I can think of.
A movie that I know that I've seen multiple times. I can't for the life of me tell you the plot or like a single character's name. Lemonade Mouth. That Disney Channel movie. Did you guys ever watch that one?
I actually didn't because I really felt like Disney was on my way out as that movie
came out. It was on. We were getting a little old for it.
Yeah. And I was like,
I think it was like eighth grade.
Yes. I was like, I could watch this, but I was like, I don't want
to
be lame.
I don't really remember the premise to be like, I know of it and I think I could pick out the characters, but
the one chick in that is dating the one chick who was on The Bachelor.
The one chick and the one chick?
I'm not sure the one chick is in the other one chick.
I don't remember their names.
I do have an update on We're One in the Same.
Yeah. I was going to give
Selena
you a same update.
Gomez and Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah. Was it Princess,
from the Princess Protection Program.
Yes.
We're one in the same. Anyway.
That was a good movie. Man, throwback to Disney when it was just banger after banger.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Do you remember On and On? Just one and a few another. Send it on. And they had like everybody on set. It was like all of the big people.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, yeah, the Jonas Demi, Brothers,
Miley. Demi.
And they were was all
about
singing
like
the, song?
The planet.
I think it was like recycle. Yeah, it was about literally they the planet. Like they took reuse,
like,
reuse,
a drop
recycle
in the bucket.
Yes. Ripples. And you remember Nick had just gotten diagnosed with
diabetes. And we all thought he was gonna like die or something. We were like, oh my gosh, Nick Jonas.
Remember he was like, "Start a fire." You know how he sings.
I'm pretty sure I cried at that point. I was like, he's not even gonna make it.
A little bit longer. And be fine.
I still, every time I go to a Jonas Brothers concert, you know, whenever I go to
every
one.
Every time.
Okay, I've been to thrice. Three times.
I didn't realize that, actually.
Yeah. I do know them personally by now, but I do tear up a little bit because I have flashbacks to thinking he was going to die in that song. And it's just him on the piano and it's like, oh, it's kind of it tugs on my sixth grade heart.
Yeah.
I was going to say good morning, and I realized, I don't know why, I was going to say good morning.
That would have been the first.
But maybe good morning to you as you are listening to It's Been Forever podcast this fine Wednesday morning or evening. I don't know. But welcome to It's Been Forever podcast.
Yo.
My name is Casey.
My name is Kiara.
And my name is Meredith.
That's great. You guys, those are all of our names, and you did so good.
But I didn't like it.
Do you guys, can you guys tell our voices apart now?
Yeah, like, I remember in the beginning people will be like, I can't tell, like, they can always tell my voice because I'm always like,
Well, right. And people I would talk to would say, I know your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
Yeah.
That's actually
now that we're doing it.
Yeah. This is maybe more of a rhetorical question considering we can't hear your guys' like real-time feedback, but.
Hola, soy Dora.
Actually,
can you tell our voices apart?
Can you say backpack?
Oh my gosh. Actually, you guys, well, welcome to our rambling podcast, but I will say I think we have an email.
No, we don't.
We don't?
We do?
Oh, I thought we did.
We had a spam email.
Oh, is that what it was? We had spam.
Mare almost sold us to Egypt to be princesses. Egypt.
That's actually crazy, Mare.
You Mare was like, to Egypt? Oh, you need three princesses? Conveniently, I know two other girls.
I know two absolute divas who would slay at the role.
Ew.
I don't know why I said that.
I know. Gross. Okay. Well, I come before you ladies today needing to talk about something.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So I was on TikTok, as I am. And there was a video of a young girl, like present day young girl, watching the Never Say Never music video with Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar
I'll
with
never
that?
Say
I
never.
Actually
yes.
think
I don't
that
know
I know
the,
music the TikTok
video,
that
though.
You're talking about.
Okay, so it's basically it's him and Smith. What's his freaking name again?
Will?
Not Will, his son.
Jaden
Smith. So he was in the movie Karate Kid 2.
Yeah.
And that's what this song was about, Never Say Never. So the music video was him like singing this live with Jaden Smith in the studio. And the girl is sitting there watching him. And she's like having that like Bieber fever crisis face. Aww. Do you guys remember that first moment you caught it?
I actually think that I saw the same TikTok.
Yes.
And I know what you mean.
And then it took me back to the first time that I had Bieber fever. And then I went down this entire rabbit hole and listened to his entire album last night as I laid in bed.
Actually, the thing is, he is so iconic that you can listen to his first album ever, and it is so good. Because I did the same thing recently.
Let me read you the song on his very first album that ever came out. Okay.
Also, the album cover is iconic.
I literally love it. That hair had a chokehold on every boy in America.
Everyone.
Unfortunately, okay. Still does a few.
It does. Only no one maybe can pull it off.
Fortunately.
Like no one can pull it off like the Beast. Okay.
No one.
First song, My World. Album released 2009. Okay, you guys.
Guys.
I'm like going to cry. Okay.
Okay, 2009. Where were we?
Well, we are in seventh grade, about to go to eighth grade. Or okay. Maybe eighth grade. Iconic gonna go time. To. Yeah. So this is a really good time for us. Okay. First song on the album, One Time. Bye.
What?
Bye. I know.
I'm going to tell you one time.
One time. Okay.
Guys, we should be
singers.
Song.
Favorite Girl. My I was favorite, the favorite girl.
My, I love that one. Yeah,
my
yeah, yeah. That one's good.
Favorite girl. Okay, number three, Down to Earth. See, now I thought maybe I don't know this one, but no. Upon further reflection,
I never thought that it'd be easy because we're both so distant now.
Okay, yes. Remember that one?
No, Hair? But I believe you. Oh. No.
Okay.
I was not as much of a Beatles person as everyone else was. I was a Jonas
it's not
Brothers
too
girl.
Late. It's
I was
not
a
too
it is,
late.
It actually isn't too
I
late
know.
To get back
I
into it.
I do love Justin Bieber, but I don't think I'll know all of these songs. But that's okay. But that's okay.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, next song, Bigger.
I was a player when I was little, but now I'm bigger. I'm bigger.
And I'm crying like, because at the time I was like, oh my gosh, she's such a player. Like I was totally like feeding into it. But then as I'm listening to this.
As I'm looking like, into it.
I know. Well, kind of. But as kinda. He's like, well, he's like 14 when this comes out, 15. Bigger. I mean, look, he's like 12, 2 seconds ago. Yeah. And not, I don't know. Anyway, so we're going to continue that train of thought in a second.
Okay.
One Less Lonely Girl. I'm sorry.
Duh.
I'm sorry. Literally.
Excuse me?
You didn't think you were going to be One Less Lonely Girl.
Yeah.
You're insane.
That song is the epitome of like Justin Bieber swooning. Ugh.
Oh.
I'm That's gonna it. Put you first.
Oh my God. I'm going to cry.
Can I say a statement, please? And this is going to be a bold statement, but I'm going to go on record here on our live podcast. The wounds that this man could heal, the therapists that would not have jobs, if this man decided to go on his own Eras tour,
yeah,
start from that album, go into every discography. Oh my gosh,
I
would
have
sell
decided.
My kidney.
No, I have
I think
decided
I, would.
I will be going.
I did hear rumors that he was going to go on tour.
Don't say that. Don't say that if you don't mean it.
I
don't
mean,
say that if you don't
mean
it.
I mean that it was rumors. What?
Was that pre or post baby?
Yeah, that's true.
That was post baby. This was recently, like in the last week. But again, well, it was rumors.
You guys, what if Mira marries
Jack
like,
Bieber?
Jack. Jack.
Why like, do I think you're going to say like Justin Bieber? Bieber? And I was like, no, that wouldn't like, happen.
Mira Bieber. Okay, I'm sorry,
okay,
but
actually,
bye, that's cute.
Start praying right now.
You know what?
We can
the
pray
only
tongues.
Thing that sounds better than Mira Bieber? Lainey Bieber.
Oh my gosh.
You're not even a fan. You're literally not even a fan. Bye.
You guys are both dumb. But you know what sounds better? Kiki Bieber.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
He's literally a married man. Why would you ever say that?
Yeah,
you're a homewrecker.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, you've never thought about marrying a married man.
I haven't. Why would you even say
that? Only my own husband.
Okay. So there's two songs left on this album that we need to discuss. Okay. The last one on the album is called Love Me.
Love me, love me. Say that you love me.
Duh. Are you kidding me?
Duh.
Okay. So now Banger. This other one. I kind of forgot about this song, but it's called First Dance and it's with Usher. And it's about taking a girl to prom.
Noah's obsessed
and
with that
dancing
song.
With her for the first time. And low key, it kind of sounds like taking someone's virginity for the first time if you listen to it.
Oh,
my. So I just want you to stop what you're doing. Go to Justin Bieber's discography, the very first album, My World, second to
Turn
last
off
song,
this playlist, go.
First Dance with Justin Bieber and Usher. And just look at the words. And with Usher being on the song, then it just makes me all like sussy and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. But besides that, literally flawless, no notes, amazing first album. You will never find a first album with that many bangers. And this was
in like, your life.
In your life. And
maybe
literally,
Taylor Swift's debut album, but
okay, be quiet. Good. And then, you go to My World. Mm. Are you joking, you guys?
Are we gonna go through song by song?
We're not going to. I would love to.
You guys,
But can I just say the very first song on there is Baby?
I mean, okay, already very strong.
I mean, yeah, like
insanely strong.
Yeah.
And then Somebody to Love. Okay. What?
I just need somebody to love.
And now I can debated and considered not telling you guys this, but in for the sake of transparency, as a friend, as a woman.
Okay.
There is a song on this album. It's called Stuck in the Moment.
I know it well.
like the back so, of my hand. I need you guys to understand, I truly thought I could be the next female Justin Bieber, if that makes sense.
Okay.
We've known that. Uh-huh.
And I started a YouTube channel back in the year of 2009.
Okay.
And I recorded Stuck in the Moment. On
this
my
is on air?
Upright piano.
Is it we on? Need to know where
okay,
this
well,
is located.
Okay, well, this is what posted. Happened. And then this is what happened, you guys.
Okay, well.
My family found it. They played it in front of me. I cried. I went in, found the video, deleted it, and deleted my whole YouTube profile.
She's embarrassed. I do remember this story.
I had a couple of songs on there, and I just was so embarrassed. I went and just deleted everything. So I don't think you can find it. I think I scrubbed the internet of it. But I put my heart and soul
into that song. If I have ChatGPT, maybe it can find it.
I don't even remember what. It was probably just my name. But
Casey Marie Perez, Justin Bieber, and I'll see what happens.
You can try. But anyway, I just want to let you guys know, Justin Bieber's songs back then had such an impact on me in such a deep way. And then his My World, like, acoustic stuff, out of this world. Like, the boy can sing. He can sing.
He can.
Okay. We have a bona fide Justin Bieber fan right here in the flesh joining us. Oh.
Wait. Okay. Stop. Are you actually a big fan of Justin Bieber?
I was. I've fallen off.
What song, when we're in the car and it comes on, do you just scream? No. Well, that one. But I'm thinking of...
You don't tell him.
Honey. It starts with that.
That
should
be me. Yeah.
Sing it right
now. Sing it real.
That should be me. Holding your hand.
That should
honestly,
be
the first
me.
Time he sang this in the car for me, I was like, damn, it's kind of good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I had lots of practice.
It's
his
really
sister
good.
Went to college up in Minneapolis, and he said that he and his mom would listen to those albums. I don't know what album that would have been at the time. Whatever album that was. Yeah. On the drive up the whole time, and they would just sing it in the car together.
So I do also want to point out something. So the My World original album came out in 2009. The second My World 2.0 album came out January 1st, 2010.
Whoa.
This is a year, like, that single was released on My World one time. The single was released, and to my knowledge, it was, like, leaked a little early.
Okay.
And then it absolutely exploded, which I can totally go and dive. My child can go on a deep dive. I'm happy to do that, you guys, if
Next
you have
episode.
Any more questions. but... My one time just absolutely took off. And then literally he came out with that next album. And it is insane. Like, the Bieber effect was like, I mean, it took over every girl, presumably besides Meredith, in the entire country.
Sorry.
Like, it was just insane. Like, he was on my mind. I almost want to say 100% of the time.
Have something to confess.
Okay. Did you start a YouTube channel too?
No, it's a two-parter. Okay. The first one is something I'm going to screenshot to you. And I found the first chat we're in, and Bryce is in this, and so he's going to get confused.
Okay.
But this was a text that I had with my brother 2 days ago. I'm going to wait till you can look at it.
Okay. So
because it relates to what we're talking
it's
about.
So exactly. Funny.
So my brother posted a little picture of his daughter, sent it to us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what *6* means. I'm guessing that was Raleigh. And then I say, I want to introduce her to Justin Bieber mistletoe this Christmas.
That's
get
so
her started
funny.
Young on Bieber fever.
As you should.
So,
as you should.
As I should. And so that's so funny we're talking about this, because I literally had the thought of, like, I want to be that aunt in that TikTok that's who's like introducing the like niece to the glorious Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. start him young so that like when she gets older, she knows under the mistletoe. I want her to be singing that and then know who it is. That's the first thing I'll say. The second thing is, do you guys remember the pen pal that I had? Have, I guess?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So the first time we met up, so we met in a magazine, which is, first of all, just random. But
wait, what? Hold on.
Oh, you didn't know this? Magazine?
What's going on?
Okay, so we met because there was a Mennonite magazine called On the Line, and both of our churches had this magazine. Did you have that magazine?
Yeah.
You know,
I've like never to like heard of that find
the line?
Yes.
Wasn't there like, I could never find whatever it was
like,
I was supposed
it
to
was
find.
Like a whole, honestly, can't remember the details, but there's something about
it. It was
line,
kind of like
a
highlights
yes.
type of magazine. Yeah.
But it was definitely more Mennonite like leaning. But the first page had people's names and birthdays that you can like write in if you like were looking for a pen pal, essentially. And so that's how I found her, is because I saw that she had the same birthday as me. And I was like, I kind of want to write her. So started like literally handwriting, full on pen pal vibes. And then when we got emails, you know, when we got Comcast.net ats.
Stop.
I think she was cooler than me. She got like Yahoo or something.
Cool.
Then we started emailing.
Hotmail was the coolest. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Oh, Hotmail. Yeah. I never had Hotmail. Kind of still want Hotmail, to be honest.
Katie.cp@hotmail.com.
Oh, okay, girl.
Hotmail.com.
Anyway, long story short, we ended up meeting up when we were in like around this time. It was like pretty iconic time, like 6th, 7th grade. So we started writing when we were like 9 years old. Then a couple years later, her and her family, which she has like 8 siblings, they drove from New York, upstate New York, to Florida because her grandparents live in Sarasota, which is kind of fun too because that's where
so
my
random.
Parents are now. So we're connected. Anyway, stopped in Harrisonburg because it was like halfway, which, you know, halfway at that point is like still 20 hours because upstate New York to Florida is pretty far. Anyways, hit it off. This was around the time where we both kind of had Bieber fever and we were trying to figure out, like, does the other one like Justin Bieber? How are we feeling? Mm-hmm. And we did watch the Purpose movie in theaters.
Yeah.
We saw it in 3D and we got the like glasses and we got matching Justin Bieber teeth. And I was not this way about really anyone else in middle school, but I was that kind of person. I didn't really talk about the fact that I had Bieber fever, but behind closed doors, i.e. with Jenica, we would wear our little glasses. Like every year we were together, we're like, do you still have the glasses? We would literally wear our Justin Bieber t-shirts and watch, like we would watch the movie again, like after it came out on whatever came out on.
That's incredible.
But did you guys watch that movie though? Purpose? And it was
okay,
like
actually
really
I have
good.
A so sad movie about that. I was going with a friend. We literally got to the movie theater. We walk up and we're like, 2 tickets to the Purpose movie, please. And he goes, we stopped showing that like yesterday. And we
Get
were like,
out.
Okay.
Wait.
We walked back to the car and I have never been so defeated in my entire life.
It's actually really sad.
And at that point, like, they didn't just like have stuff on DVD. Like,
yeah, it wasn't going to come out
streaming.
On Netflix
it wasn't
going to
come
yeah.
out. It wasn't going to come out for a really long time. So I have such a confession to this day. I've not seen it, but I want
to
see it.
This
so
is what
bad.
You need to wait. Okay. Can you have a Justin Bieber themed party, like for maybe for you, to be honest, for your
sure.
birthday?
First birthday.
Well, yeah, or Mira, you or Mira, whichever one. And please show that you need to watch it. Okay. It might change your life still to this day.
I know.
I think
will.
It will. Oh, that's so sad, though.
I know. Isn't that horrible? But.
I feel like Mare can't relate. She's just looking at her nails.
She literally
she's like
is
not
sorry.
A
your nails.
Okay,
I'm
well,
sorry
so,
you literally hate the most
yeah, sorry,
no,
like,
iconic man
I
of the
hate
team.
Justin Bieber. I liked his music and like I listened to it, but I just did not get the same like I did have
You
this,
didn't have a sexual awakening when you
No, I already had that with Nick Jonas, so
oh yeah, with Nick. Yeah. Okay.
I was awoken, don't worry. But I did have this like fantasy of his tour bus breaking down in front of my house and then
okay.
him like, staying
in front
with,
of Belleville,
what is he doing in Belleville?
literally, I know. But so I did, in that sense, I did, but it was also in like a, you should get up on stage with me type of fantasy more than a I love you fantasy.
Mm, yeah, I wasn't. I was fully in love. I was fully convinced we would be married.
I mean, Bryce is kind of close. Bryce got sure, pipes.
For sure. You know, in the One Less Lonely Girl, like he would bring a girl onto stage and like give her a flower. Mm-hmm. I wanted where that are to they? Be so bad.
Actually,
okay.
Oh, wait.
No. Yes.
I have a huge thing to say about that.
Okay, say it.
About the girl from the One Less Lonely Girl music video.
Yeah.
My now old boss, but the boss that I had for 6 years, he dated the girl.
Stop.
That girl.
No.
Yes.
Oh, how do you, yes. How do you like continue on with life knowing that you
again? I don't know. Kiara, I don't know.
Is like one degree of separation away from deep famous.
Hollywood. No, in from many like so many ways. People. In so many.
How does it, ways. How does it feel to like be so close, but like not?
But like not close. It feels annoying. It feels like I can't, I feel like I need to be one degree closer. So if you're in Hollywood,
that would be zero separation.
I need to be zero separation. I'm so close. But when Corey told us this, I literally was like, you got to be kidding me because that sounds insane. He's like, no, like I dated her, the girl from the One Less Lonely Girl, like music video. So I guess she was like, obviously like more of an actress or whatever.
Yeah.
Insane. But I haven't forgotten that. And honestly, I think it was stored away until this very moment to share this with the world because mm-hmm. how insane. And again, one degree.
I was convinced that I could have been starring in one of his music videos.
Oh, who didn't?
You look back, though. Mm-hmm. Like, all the girls had dark hair. Mm. They all had some sort of flavor. And I was like,
Selena.
That can totally be me. Like, Selena. I don't see why it couldn't
Selena
be me.
Selena Gomez.
The only reason why it's not me is because I just didn't audition. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Yeah, like, yeah. If you auditioned, like, you would be probably married to him.
Like,
to
the honest. Moment he saw me, he would have been like, done.
That's the one. No, I 100% agree. I also do kind of, I'm curious about what you guys think about like the fact that Selena just got engaged. Congrats. Oh, if you're listening.
Yeah. It's a marquee diamond.
I'm a marquee diamond.
Get a boy who diamond. Listens.
Mm-hmm. No, he listens. Honestly, Slay, because he loves her. He worships the ground she walks on.
And that's what she deserves.
As he should.
Correct.
Because like he got like lucky.
He got lucky.
He did.
She looks real good. And he.
I kind of feel bad and I'm going to say it anyways, but there's a guy on TikTok and he's like, oh, if this person had this thing done to them. And then he like draws it on their iPad and then like reveals it. And he was like, if Benny Blanco just cut out. Well, it was like if he cut out like weed and alcohol and this and that and the other and went to the gym. It like was just pretty much alluding to he did all. And like, okay, he's fine as is. But he also made him like 2 degrees darker and like did the reveal. And I was like, okay, this is not the same person. But everybody in the comments are like, okay, well, now I see it. Like they're kind of like going off because, I mean, he's not what I thought that she would have ended up with. Yeah. Granted, totally. We always thought that it was going to be Justin. Let's be honest. Yep. And ever since still Hannah came in the picture, it is kind of funny to troll comments on things like. On Selena stuff gosh. And just see like who is still genuinely believing that they're meant to be together. Or like every time Justin posts about Haley, I can see it in his eyes. He's still thinking about Selena. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Well, actually, I follow Selena on Instagram and she has her comments limited. So not anybody can go and comment now, which is probably like so smart for her like mental well-being. Mm-hmm. And Haley Bieber, Haley Baldwin.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maiden name.
I'm maiden naming her.
Because she doesn't even get the full name.
No. I don't know. Obviously, they're married and have a child, but, and I don't know why I'm even saying this because I'm happily married, but.
Do you guys ever wonder what it would be like to actually be like what would have happened if like one of us got famous? Or like, what if somebody came to Little Women? I knew it. Okay, you didn't have to say it because I knew it. But what if somebody came to Little Women and they saw you, Meredith, and they were like, you know what? This girl can make it big.
They're on crack cocaine. Men.
Like, what would our lives be
like? I would just be like, I wouldn't change. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you'd just be the same.
I would just be the same silly old girl. And I would keep my friends close and I would like,
I wouldn't even acknowledge that I'm famous, and I would just be like, I'm just regular girl.
I'm just a girl.
I'm a real girl.
Yeah.
I'm not like the other girls.
But actually, though, if you guys become famous, I'm coming along.
Oh, I'll hook you up.
Well, if you're listening and you're famous, and I guess I am the only eligible. If you want to wife me up, great. JP Sachs, if you're listening.
Oh, my gosh. You could try some
sister wives stuff.
I think JP sister, is in love
brother,
with me from
brother
afar.
Husbands.
Yeah. Sister wives.
All hang out on the tour bus and have a really good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like we got kind of taken away and carried away by Bieber fever, and I'm going to ground us. I'm going to ground us.
If you're listening and you like Bieber fever, I feel like I should have a I should have a Mare Brings Down the Mood, because you said that you wanted that last week, and I can kind of share something that I think would be funny. It's a, you have to think of it on the spot though, okay?
Okay.
So Mare, sit back, relax.
I love it.
I hope you guys enjoyed our ramble about Justin Bieber.
Yay.
We've
to start
done
the new year.
Yeah. We've done our beige flags before. We did like that, like fully on the podcast. Mm, but if you guys can think about your biggest red flag that you have as a human.
Like that I personally
that
my
you
red
have
flag.
Your oh, red yeah. flag. And I knew this wouldn't take a ton of time. And if you guys want to think, I mean, I have, unfortunately, yes. I came up with a lot. But, you know, my top one is number one, I can't remember a lot of things, to be honest. I feel like I have a really bad memory. Mm. And I'm going to say that's my biggest red flag, because recently I was talking with a friend and we were talking about something and they were like, oh, like we've talked about this before. And I was like, we have? I was like, oh yeah, we had a full blown conversation. And I couldn't remember that. And I felt really bad then and really guilty. And I just know, and I still haven't figured out what it is. Do I like, but at the same time, I feel like I'm an attentive listener. But like, I think what I realized is I can't remember. And this sounds awful, but it's just what it is. Maybe like the more important things, but what I can remember is like the dumb thing you said 7 years ago, and I will remember that and take that to your grave. So if it's called selective remembrance, I'm not so sure, but I know that's a red flag of mine. I'm trying to work on it in 2025, but that's mine.
That's really hits home for me.
Okay. What's your red flag?
I think that's really good, Kira, because I totally resonate with that. I don't want to say what I initially thought, because I've already talked about that on the podcast, and I want to give you guys new red flags about myself, not just the same old, same old.
Yeah.
Which is being late if you didn't already guess it. But I think my red flag is that sometimes I think I make fun of people too much. Like, I think that everybody has the same level of thick skin get made fun ofness as me.
Sure.
And then I've learned throughout my life, and I'm still working on it, but that people in their family don't love each other by making fun of each other.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that. Like, if you've only come from that world, you'd think everybody likes to just kind of be drugged through the mud. But that's not true. I'm telling you, it's not true if you think it is. So, I'm trying to be kinder. And I think Mira is helping me. She just automatically has softened me. But I like, it's fun to make fun of situations and like tease people. Because I like people to joke and make fun of me, and I think that's funny. But I think I should probably work on that, because
I just maybe pushed people a little bit too far too soon.
Sure.
With my jokes.
We all do.
But then you learn.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's okay. And I think a green flag of yours is knowing or being able to like, hey, sorry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good. That is true.
A red flag of mine. I don't know if this is my biggest red flag, but it's the only one that's coming to mind because I'm pretty perfect.
Is that's your red flag.
That's my red flag.
That.
Thinking you're perfect.
I put ketchup on my mac and cheese. That's and Noah disgusting. Said, yeah, Noah said that that is a huge red flag. That I put ketchup on a lot of things, put ketchup on my mac and cheese. I put it on my scrambled eggs.
You do. When but I put younger, it on my mashed potatoes, so.
Oh, that is really good too, though. It's like French fries. It's the inside of French fries. When I was younger, I used to mix it with applesauce and eat it.
See, it sounds good to me.
Thank you. Okay, beige flag. Turning to beige. Beige.
Okay, choose another.
I'm not.
No.
Casey's like, I'm sick of my ground. Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe that wasn't fun. I don't know.
Oh, I loved it.
I just have a list of random things.
No, it was kind of fun. I mean, it was definitely self-reflective, and I'm going to leave from this and do some deep.
We're walking away a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Our commitment to the new year, you know, that now that we're a week
new year,
in.
New me.
In.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mare's not going to do that anymore. She's never going to put ketchup on mac and cheese ever again.
Wink, wink.
That's what she says.
And I'm gonna not make fun of you, any person. I'm gonna be nice.
Yeah,
be nice, and I'm gonna remember stuff. I'm not gonna be Dory.
Well, we hope your New Year's Day is swell.
This is the 8th.
Oh, well, we hope your first week of 2024.
There we go.
Is swell. And honestly, the rest of the year is swell. So
we hope your New Year's was great, though. Yeah. We were just recapping. Last week we had a fun episode. Thanks for tuning in this week. We're on TikTok, Instagram. If you have thoughts, send us an email.
Yeah.
You will get a shout out.
Yeah.
Free promo for yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is always fun.
Yeah.
But thanks for tuning in, you guys. We love you, and we'll be back next Wednesday.
Yep.
Everywhere podcasts are played.
Bye, guys.
Yes. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.